Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
Hello! Welcome to Laundry Day. I'm your host, Lila, as always, and I'm by myself. I'm doing it solo dolo. I'm in my car, driving, and this is how we're gonna do it, because when you want to do something in life, you gotta just do it. Can't wait for anybody. You can't rely on anybody. You just have to go out and do it alone or whatever. You just have to do it. And so I'm doing it. By myself, sans James. He's on the outs. I don't know if we're going to bring him back. We're going to see what happens. Because at this point, I'm kind of fed up with the back and forth. And I think that the only opinion that really matters is mine. At the end of the day, this is my podcast, so we're gonna just do the damn thing. It's been a long time. Thank you for everyone who reached out and, you know, said, where's the podcast? I miss it. We're here. I'm here. I'm back because of you, because you demanded it. To be completely honest, I was 100% ready to just let it go. I was ready to just call it a quits, let it die. Like the friendships that I left in 2017. We could touch on that if you want, but I was just ready to let it go. And I think that if the revival of this podcast doesn't happen, which it's happening right now, but we'll see how it goes. There's other things, there's other podcasts to come. There's other variations. So let's just chat for a minute. Let's just talk. I mean, so much has happened. So much has gone down. We're in a new year. New year, new me. I didn't make any resolutions, like, out loud. But I made some resolutions in my head. Like, stop being so negative to, like, other people. Even though I'm not really negative. But, you know, when you're negative about things, it comes off like you're a negative person. But when you're in reality, you could just be being real, which is what I strive to do, is just, you know, give a realistic opinion on things rather than being like, oh yes, glass half full. It's not always. Sorry to break it to you, Betty. Sometimes the glass is half empty. You know, if you drank half of it, it is half empty. It's not half full. You know, that kind of thing. I feel like some people might just be overly positive. I'm not one of those people. I think, but in the new year, I kind of want to be neutral. Not negative, but not too positive. You know what I'm saying? Just be real. Just keep it 100 all the time. So with the new year comes new opportunities, new friendships, new life goals. New clothes and shit. You know, you're just buying shit for yourself. Like, new year, new stuff. New year, new music. Ah, the music this year. I'm hype. It's gonna be the year of, you know, 90s R&B on the rebound, you know? Like, let's bring it back. Let's bring back some good Usher, not herpes Usher. Like, some good throwback, Let It Burn. What's that other song that he had? On the Confessions, you know, the Confessions shit. That's not 90s, but you know what I'm saying? Some good R. Kelly before the P thing. You know, we just gotta get back to our roots. Get back to, like, the good, the nitty gritty, the good stuff. Forget the bad stuff. Let's be good this year. Let's talk on, like, people, you know? 2017 people. Or, you know, those are the people you gotta watch out for. Those 2017 people. Because 2017 was a It was a rough year for some. I think 2016 was worse. That's when the whole Trump thing happened. But 2017 was definitely like, a little rough around the edges. So let's leave all those 2017 people in the background. And all those, you know, I don't know how to explain them. Just toxic. I think that's the word of the year, of last year. Just toxic. Those people that just suck the life out of you. They have nothing to give, only to take. They want something from you, but it's not that they don't want to give you anything. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you can relate to that, either you are that person or you have someone in your life that's like that. And I think it's important to let that go. You gotta let negative people, toxic people go. You gotta let them go. If you're not growing together, if you could look at somebody and they're still where they were at 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, that's someone that's not gonna benefit you. You gotta find somebody who's gonna grow with you, who you share interests with. I feel like I'm yelling right now because I just got on the highway and it's probably louder. So I hope that you can hear me and I'm not screaming.
Same day that we're reviving this dead, deceased
undergrounded, buried podcast, American Idol is resurfacing today. Tonight, in approximately 20 minutes, actually, from the time I'm recording this, American Idol will be back after... It was definitely a longer hiatus than this podcast, so I feel like kudos to us. But after, I feel, who won that? Somebody won that was good. It was like one of the white guys. He was a country singer. You're going to scream his name. You're like screaming it right now, and I can't hear you because this is a one-way conversation. But that's him. Yes, him. After him, went to shit. All of American Idol went to shit. I don't know why. I think that it was just getting old. It was getting tired. They did the final season that nobody watched. So I guess they were like, you know what? So I guess 5-6 years went by and they were like, you know what? People miss it, I guess. I do. I miss the auditions. I just want to watch the auditions where they have the bad people come and they act like they're good. I don't know if they know that they're not good, the people auditioning for bad. I feel like they know that they're not good and they're just auditioning because they need comedic relief, I guess. I don't know how that works, but I'm excited. American Idol's back. Podcast is back. It's good things happening, guys. Yeah. Who's watching American Idol? Raise a hand. Woohoo. All right. This is weird. It's really... Honestly, it's a little weird to talk to yourself. I don't know how many of you actually talk to yourself ever. I talk to myself on the daily, but not recording it. I'm interested to see how this sounds, and I'm interested to see what you think, and I'm interested to see what James thinks, because he's usually, even when I'm talking to myself, he's the person that's there listening. So I wonder if it's similar. I think if James doesn't come back and I either do this by myself or I'm taking open applications for a co-host, you must be smarter than me, which might be difficult, I know. But you have to be smarter than me in order to balance out this show. And what other qualifications do you need? You need to be available to do laundry on Sundays. Or if you don't have any laundry to do, that's fine, but you have to have, you know, your Sundays available for me to do my laundry for a couple hours and then do this podcast at some point. And what's another qualification? I think you need to have had at least 2 years of college. Whether, if you're smarter than me, you've probably had more than 2 years of college, but at least 2 years of college, because... Cannot have anyone who's still in high school. Sorry. You cannot have anybody who's only had 1 year of college, especially if it's community college, because there's so much you learn in that second year of community college. I'll tell you that right now. From experience, remedial math changed my fucking life. I had an A+ in that class because I pretended to not know how to do math so I would get a good grade and a higher GPA. Ha! Cheated the system. In order to benefit myself. So, take that, RCC. Suck that, Rockland Community College. And you have to be, gender doesn't matter. We're accepting all genders, races, colors, creed, sexual orientation. Come all, come one, come all. But if you're not funny, you have to go. You cannot. Don't come into my DMs. Don't come into my email if you can't catch a giggle once in a while. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to me, please. And let's talk about the fact that I think that one day when the government finally admits to there being UFOs, that we'll be at peace. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I'm probably not from this planet. I don't know where I came from, but whatever UFO dropped me off, I need them to come pick me up, because it's getting a little crazy down here. Don't know how much more I could take on this planet Earth type situation. That was so random. I don't know where that came from, but these are the kind of conversations I have with myself. Anywho, happy to be back, keeping this short, keeping it cute, keeping it light for the new ones out there. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for copping in my text messages, voicemail boxes. I don't have multiple, I have one, but thanks whoever did that. You've sparked this fire under my ass that burns, and I'm gonna keep it going for you. I'm gonna do this just for you. And to everyone I left in 2017, go fuck yourself, because I know you're listening and I want you to listen. Listen closely when I say go fuck yourself. Hear every syllable, hear every single word, hear every single letter, hear the spit that comes with go fuck yourself, and have a blessed day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Peace!